Hello, and thank you for listening to this month's Stonebridge Soundbite. My name is Patrick Kincaid. I'm the Director of Marketing at Stonebridge. I am also on the Nonprofit Relationship Management team. November is a special month. It's a month of giving. There's obviously Thanksgiving, but there's also Give to the Max Day on November 19th, and there's Giving Tuesday on November 30th. It's a month where families love to come together, support each other, and support their communities. So in that spirit, I thought a good topic for today would be philanthropic efforts, very specifically on how Stonebridge helps our clients fulfill their philanthropic efforts. Clients often come to us with questions of how can I make an annual donation or who should I make an annual donation to? Well, it's our job at Stonebridge to meet with our clients, meet with their families even, and ask everybody, what are your philanthropic goals? Well, we then, after understanding those philanthropic goals, can go out and identify nonprofits that we feel match what their goals are. We work with a multitude of nonprofits, whether they be actual clients of ours, where we're managing their cash reserves or their operational funds, or they're nonprofits that we've supported in the past or know people on boards or know people who are running those nonprofits. And we may take a couple of those nonprofits that we've worked with them, we've vetted, and we trust, put them in front of those clients, and again, make that match to see if it's a good connection there. The next question then comes from those clients, well, how do I make a donation? Oftentimes, donations are thought of as, well, I'll give cash or I'll send a check. Well, there's actually a few other unique ways that you can give. And there's a lot of them out there. But what I want to do is break down three very unique ways that you can give that go beyond just giving cash or a check. The first unique way is donating appreciated stock, which can be very beneficial from a tax standpoint. First, if the stock has been held for at least a year, and the price has risen on that stock, you can get a tax deduction at fair market value, and you can avoid that cost basis. Secondly, you can potentially avoid capital gains as well. This is really beneficial for the nonprofit, actually, because by avoiding those capital gains, you can actually give a larger amount versus if you were to, let's say, sell the stock and then donate the cash from that sale. So very beneficial for the individual, but also the nonprofit. The second way that you can uniquely give to a nonprofit would be through a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. If you're 70 and a half years old, you can donate a portion or all of your required minimum distribution directly to a nonprofit organization, thus avoiding the taxable income that you would receive if you were to take that required minimum distribution. This is beneficial for an individual who is maybe looking to avoid being pushed into a higher tax bracket because of taking that required minimum distribution, or trying to avoid Medicare surtax or premiums. The third unique way that you can give to a nonprofit is through a donor advised fund. There are many families that are starting their own donor advised funds, and these act just like an investment account. So any asset that is put into the fund can grow with the investments that are being utilized. And then you can take those assets that are in the fund and make direct grants to charities. The cash that is put into, or any assets that are put into, the donor advised fund are tax deductible as well. So they're beneficial for individuals and families utilizing them. Stonebridge does manage a few donor advised funds through Schwab. So we actually help our clients set these up. We manage the assets that are in there. We help them grow. And then we help our clients understand how they can make those charitable donations through the donor advised fund. So another very unique way to give. And it's one, again, that a lot of families are starting to utilize. So as you get together with your families here over the holidays, it may be something to discuss. I think the last thing I would like to bring up is that beyond helping our clients fulfill their philanthropic efforts, we at Stonebridge do take a very personal stance on supporting our communities. It's something that's very important to us and has been for a long time. We're actually a part of the Minnesota Keystone Program, where we donate over 2% of our pre-tax earnings to charitable organizations. We're very proud of that. And we do that both locally, regionally, and on a national level. So we try and support organizations really across the country, including in our local communities. Beyond just making those donations, we actually kind of have a three-pronged approach to supporting our communities. And the first is through requests that we receive through our own team and even clients. Team members may come to us and say, hey, I'm on the board of this nonprofit. Would you all be willing to get the firm involved in an effort to support the nonprofit I'm on? And we are very excited about doing things like that. We receive those same requests from clients, and we want to support our clients not only in helping them develop their philanthropic goals, but also supporting those goals by getting involved, whether that be through volunteerism or a charitable donation. The second avenue that we take in really getting involved in our community is through our nonprofit clients. Like I said at the top of the episode, we work directly with nonprofits in helping them, again, with their cash reserves or with their operational funds, or if we have a nonprofit that maybe is just starting out and looking to invest to help grow their cash that they have sitting there for future projects, right? And we work with those nonprofit clients just like we would if we were to partner with them as any kind of general client. We support them by providing educational. We support them through volunteerism. We support them through charitable donation. We support them through connectivity. The third approach that we have is through our community partnership program. And this is a two-year partnership that we take with a nonprofit in our local community. And in that two-year partnership, we really connect with them to understand their goals and objectives and try and help them fulfill their mission. And we do that through volunteerism. We do it through sponsorship. We do it through connectivity and education and leadership by trying to be on committees. And if they have board opportunities, we may join boards. So we really try and envelop ourselves in that community partner. As we continue through November, I hope you all listen to this episode and it sparks some ideas of how you can get involved in your communities, how you can support your local organizations and nonprofits. Have those conversations with your family, with your friends. And if you have questions about unique ways to donate or have questions about how to set up those philanthropic goals, please give us a call. We're happy to talk with you. We love talking with our clients. We love talking with the community. You can call us directly at 651-251-1000. You can find other recordings like this that we've done on different financial topics or topics about the market on our website at stonebridgecap.com. But again, thank you so much for listening, and I wish you the best in this November season.